Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the very first time today, I am so glad you're here. This bite-sized podcast will give you some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the full transcript for each episode, links to extra resources, and any of the downloads I mention. Now, there are a lot of exciting things happening here this summer. New webinars, a new book, and a chance to join me and become a member of my Easy EdTech Club. Make sure to get on my newsletter list to get free resources in your inbox each week. Just go to classtechtips.com/newsletter for all the details and so you don't miss a thing. This episode is sponsored by Tech, and I'm so excited to partner with them for a webinar series this June. It's totally free, and you can join one or all three of these webinars covering EdTech topics like creation in the classroom, assessment tips, and more. Register for the event or sign up to view the replays on their website. Just go to otispd.com, click on upcoming events, and you'll find three free webinars you can join. That's otispd.com, and you can also send me a DM on Instagram, and I'll make sure to get you the link. This week's episode is all about using Instagram Reels to share EdTech tips. In this episode, I'll share the what, why, and how of Instagram Reels, including a behind-the-scenes look at how I create some content for Instagram. If you haven't created an Instagram Reel or the idea of making an Instagram Reel makes you uneasy, don't worry. This episode isn't just about creating your Instagram Reel, but why this medium might be useful to consider when you're looking to share some EdTech tips with others. Now let's start at the beginning. What is an Instagram Reel? Well, an Instagram Reel is a short video, less than 30 seconds, that is posted to an Instagram account. You need an Instagram account to create and post one, but you don't actually need to have an Instagram account to watch one. They can be shared with just a link. These short videos are different from a regular Instagram post, but do show up on a user's Instagram profile. They usually have music or narration and often include a few quick moving frames or someone talking directly at the camera. The goal of an Instagram Reel can vary from a quick dance video, a favorite recipe, a DIY or do-it-yourself tutorial, or even a spotlight of a favorite tool or resource. Earlier this year, episode 106 of the podcast talked about three reasons educators shouldn't ignore TikTok. Now, similar to Instagram Reels, TikTok videos can pack a punch in a short amount of time, and the reasons that I included in that episode, the reasons educators shouldn't ignore TikTok, apply to our conversation on Instagram Reels too. They help you learn on the go quickly. They help you find tips that can save you time. And it also can give you some inspiration for student projects or short videos. Today's episode is going to focus on using Instagram Reels in two main ways. First, finding ideas and inspiration from the videos other educators share. And second, sharing your own EdTech tips. Let's dive into the first part of this together and talk about how to find technology tips from Instagram Reels. First up, you'll want to create an Instagram account. Although you can view Instagram Reels without signing into an account, the first step on the list is really to create your own account. This will help you navigate Reels using some of the strategies I share in today's episode. And now, of course, you can watch these videos without an account. And the most common way this could happen is if someone shares a link with you to a great video they found. Maybe they send it to you in an email or a text message. And if you're not sure if you do want to set up an Instagram account, or you just want to see a few examples of Instagram Reels before going ahead and creating an account, use the link in the podcast description to access a few examples of Reels just to get a feel for what you can do in this medium. Now, the next thing you would do once you set up your account is to find other accounts to follow related to your interests. Now, of course, if you have an Instagram account that's a little bit more personal, you can go and search for different types of topics for more of a professional side of things like education, but you might even decide that you have set up an account for you as an educator or solely to find some of the types of tips and strategies we're talking about today. I have a separate account for my Class Tech Tips account that I mostly just show vacation pictures or family pictures. So just a few friends and family members follow. And I use my Class Tech Tips Instagram account for all of my sharing and for finding ideas and connecting with people. So once you set up your account and you can find some other accounts to follow related to your interest. Now, you can use the search bar at the top of the screen to search for terms like math teacher, technology coach, school principal, all things Google, whatever it is that you want to put in. Now, when you find a few accounts you like, you can tap on the hashtags that they include in their posts to find more related content. Or you can look on their profile to see who they follow as a way to find more people with similar interests. Now, this strategy of following accounts like this isn't new or isn't particular to Instagram, but it can be a helpful way to start expanding your network a bit and finding more of these Reels videos that can give you some ideas and inspiration and find some EdTech tips to share with others. Once you follow some accounts and find some people through hashtags or through other following lists, you want to carve out some time to watch Instagram Reels, specifically time that you would dedicate to exploring this kind of new medium. Now, most of us have had the experience of opening up a social media app for just a minute, but then looking up and realizing a half an hour has gone by. Now, when you go to look at Instagram Reels for the first time, you might want to set a timer on your phone, kind of running in the background for 10 minutes or so you don't get sucked in too deep. Now that little sound effect, if you heard it, wasn't my timer going off, but just a text message that was timed with me going through these strategies with you today. So you can set that timer in the background and have it going on your phone. So you just spend a quick 10 minutes or so getting familiar with Instagram Reels without going into too much of a time suck deep dive. Now there are a few different ways to find Reels on Instagram, and you can tap on the button at the bottom center of the screen and access videos that way. This list will be curated based on the types of videos Instagram thinks you want to see or the kind of content that's really popular at that moment that everyone is looking at. So not only EdTech things, of course, but there might be some dance videos or might be things that the algorithm thinks you want to see. Now, if you follow a bunch of people with similar interests, like science teachers, you'll most likely see more of this type of content. It'll be skewed in that direction. But another way to find Reels that might be a bit more intentional or purposeful is to look on the profiles of different creators. When you go to the profile of someone you follow or that you might want to follow, but you're just checking them out, some of them will have their Instagram Reels along with all their other picture posts. But to find just their Instagram Reels, you can tap underneath their profile. There'll be a couple different buttons and it might look different depending on the person's account that you're looking at. But the one that looks like a press play button, this will let you see any of the Reels they've created all organized in their profile this way. Now, if you're listening to this episode and you are, you know, a few minutes in and you're thinking, Monica, I know all about Instagram Reels. I watch these videos all the time. My colleagues will share a great one for me with a Microsoft tip, or someone will share it with me with another type of tip. And you've seen a bunch of great Reels and thinking to yourself, I can do that. Well, then these next steps are for you. For an Instagram reel, you have a few options on how to set up your short video. You would use the plus sign at the top of your screen. You can also find this by going into your stories, as if you were going to create an Instagram story, but I usually use the plus sign at the top of my screen to access the option to create an Instagram reel. This is where you can tap on the camera button and start recording your video. If you would prefer to stay off camera, you can use the pictures saved on your phone to create a quick slideshow. This is a great option for step-by-step videos where you want to show pictures. Now, if you've seen any of my Instagram reels, you know I like to mix it up and I use a couple different formats, including this slideshow one. So for example, say you want to create a quick Instagram reel video that shows how to do something in Google Slides, like using the Moat Chrome extension to add a voice comment. Well, you can snap a few pictures of your computer screen that show the steps. Then you can add them like a slideshow and record your voice over the pictures or add text to the screen to show the steps to follow in your quick tip video. To quickly get started making your own videos, you can choose 7 to 10 images from your Photos app. I give those numbers as an example, not as the exact ones you might choose. And then you would just upload them into the slideshow with some captions or descriptions about what they're showing. This quick video can take someone through a new strategy or even introduce a tool you're excited about. And you can do the slideshow tip of just uploading a couple pictures that you've snapped, adding your voice or adding captions if you want to stay off video. I know sometimes getting on video is the biggest barrier for creating videos ourselves. Now, the last thing we'll talk about today, because the title of today's episode is using Instagram Reels, right? A creative way to share ed tech tips, is to share the videos. Now, whether you make your own video or find great ones created by others, you'll probably want to share Instagram Reels with your teacher friends, colleagues, or people who follow along with you. Of course, you can share your own videos by posting them on your Instagram account, but if you find something great that someone else made, there are a few more options for sharing. One thing you might want to do is bookmark the video you found and save it for later by tapping on the bookmark button as you watch it. Another option is to tap on the three dots at the bottom corner of the screen while you're watching a video and copy the video link. Then you can paste the link in a text message, email, or anywhere else where you want to send it to someone. Now, the other option is to share the video you found right within Instagram, either by sharing it to your Instagram stories or sending it to someone that you think would want to see it in a direct message. You can do this by using the mail or send button that appears as an option when you're watching the video. It's usually in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. Now, when it comes to Instagram Reels, they are a creative way to share ed tech tips and learn something new. Even if you aren't ready to create your own, you can find lots of great quick tips in this video format and share what you find with your network of fellow educators. In the show notes for today, I put a link to my Instagram Reels page so you can find that too, and some other favorite examples. Now, if you make your own Instagram Reels or find a great video, I would love to see them. Just tag me at Class Tech Tips on Instagram or send me a DM to let me know all about it. Now, let's finish up this episode the way we always do by making this EdTech easy. First, create an Instagram account. Next, follow accounts related to your topic. Then look for reels that provide helpful tips. Finally, share your own reel or a link to one you found. If you want to see some Instagram reels in action and find links to resources from today's episode, head over to classtechtips.com/podcast for all of the resources from today, including links to a few of my own Instagram reels. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Tech. I'm so excited to partner with them for a webinar series this June. It's totally free, and you can join one or all three of these webinars covering EdTech topics like creation in the classroom, assessment tips, and more. Register for the event or sign up to view the replays on their website. Just go to otispd.com click on upcoming events, and you'll find 3 free webinars you can join. That's otispd.com. You can also send me a DM on Instagram, and I'll make sure to get you the link. There are a lot of exciting things happening here this summer. New webinars, a new book, and a chance to join me and become a member of my Easy EdTech Club. Make sure to get on my newsletter list to get free resources in your inbox each week, and so you don't miss a thing. Just go to classtechtips.com/newsletter for all of the details, or send me a DM on Instagram @classtechtips and tell me you want the newsletter link, and I'll make sure to send it right back to you. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically, so you don't miss a thing. Check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.